Yellow Carbs Moon, a non-chan podfic, written by Extra Penguin and read by Alani. Summary: Jilin dares Sanji to eat him. The boar spirit was bristling at Jinlin, but hadn't seen Sanji yet. He was one of the minions of the devil in the imperial capital. Jinlin was trying to interrogate him to no avail. Eventually the boar spirit, which had up until now been more of a boar spirit, snarled and charged. Jinlin stepped aside but didn't get the opportunity for much more before Sanji swallowed up the boar. "Chui," Sanji said. He burped. Jinlin sighed. He started walking, rope hem swaying in the breeze. "I bet you taste better," Sanji said. Abruptly, Jinlin stopped. He turned to look at Sanji over his shoulder. "Would you like to try?" Sanji's brain started into a halt. No! He'd wanted to eat Jinlin for as long as he remembered. Even from before he managed to cultivate sentience into his Leal Brocade Carb's body, never mind a human form. Yet, he'd realize that even if he were to consume Jinlin and forever make him a part of his spiritual sea, he'd never uncover Jinlin's secrets. The mind secrets weren't stored in the chi. Unless he didn't digest Jinlin. He could spit him out, practice eating him. When else? Sanji crowded Jinlin, who didn't budge. "Don't think that this lets you off the hook from telling me your secrets." Jinlin scoffed at that. Sanji ignored him and took a step back. Eating people and devils and spirits and whatnot was easy when one didn't care about how the thing went down. But for Jinlin, Sanji would be careful. He took a deep breath, then opened his jaw and slowly, cautiously sucked in Jinlin. This time, Sanji paid careful attention to how it felt to eat. For all his prior misadventures, he'd never been one to pay attention past the conquest of swallowing. The only person who wore that was Jinlin, and drops of blood didn't feel like much. Now, he could feel Jinlin caress his throat and gullet going down, before settling in Sanji's spiritual sea. Mindful of the fact that he didn't actually want to eat Jinlin, Sanji drew the spiritual sea aside so that Jinlin had an island to sit on. He shared it with Sanji's true form, which had once been an ordinary brocade carp, but now looked like it was halfway through Dragon Gate. He pet the fish. Outside, Sanji shuddered. First one, and then another raindrop fell from the skies. The clouds soon ripped into rain. Jinlin shouldn't get wet, Sanji thought, recalling he'd left the umbrella at the inn. It made perfect sense for him to keep Jinlin inside him until he arrived back at the inn. Sanji could be Jinlin's umbrella. The rain wet Sanji's hair as he slowly walked towards the inn. Even when the rain had drenched his clothes, he didn't speed up. Keeping his spiritual sea from consuming Jinlin required concentration. And concentration precluded running or walking fast. He kept a meditative pace. Sanji's hand kept escaping to rest on his stomach. He could feel his spiritual sea as a whirlpool around his true form and Jinlin. It was surprisingly intimate. Of all the people he'd eaten, not one of them could cause similar feelings. Jinlin sat inside him, unharmed. No one else would eat him. No one else could eat him. A possessive thrill ran through him, similar to the sheer caused by Jinlin patting his true form. And the best thing was, they could do this as many times as Sanji wanted. Not simply a single instance of eating Jinlin that would be over all too soon, but an extended experience, eating and coughing up Jinlin. The final time, Sanji wouldn't pull aside his spiritual sea, and Jinlin would only know that when it was too late. Yes, Sanji enjoyed this very much. They would have to continue the practice. The end. Recorded as part of Mystery Box 2025 for the challenge Live Dangerously, where we were tasked with creating an audio fan work that could best be described as not safe for work. And an easy way of doing that would be just to potfic an M or E rated fic. However, due to my day job being Buckwild, I know that sexually explicit anything would not faze my bosses, which is why I am instead recording a non-explicit fic with no less than 3 X-Acto knives and 4 screwdrivers in my pockets while wearing flimsy open-toe shoes. I think that counts as not safe for work. And also, this just felt like the perfect fic for something called Live Dangerously. Oh my god, I love this too so much. Sanji, you are a character. Let's put it that way. Extra Penguin, thank you so much for having a blanket permission. This was a blast to work on. I hope everybody enjoyed this little potfic. And as always, don't forget to stretch, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!